Local AI and Automation Edition, July 11, 2026. Kicking off with some sobering enterprise data. VentureBeat research surveyed 573 technical leaders and found that 86% of enterprises that run their own GPUs report utilization at 50% or less. That's a lot of expensive hardware doing nothing. Meanwhile, 71% of enterprises say a quarter or fewer of their deployed agents can actually complete multi-step tasks on their own. The rest are really just single-prompt chatbots dressed up as agents. The survey coins the term agent washing for this. Also relevant, 66% of companies already permit some AI agent actions in production without human review, but only 5% fully trust the automated evaluations that would let them do that safely. Half of enterprises have shipped an agent that passed internal tests and still caused a customer-facing failure. The takeaway: everyone is rushing to deploy agents, and the control layers around identity, cost, evaluation, and security are being retrofitted later. On the model efficiency front, Xiaomi published a deep dive on inference optimization for their MIMO V2.5 model family. The key innovation is hybrid sliding window attention, which compresses KV cache storage to roughly 1/7 of full attention. This means long context inference becomes dramatically cheaper, and more importantly, practical on consumer hardware. Most layers compute attention only within a local window, while a few key layers retain a global view. Combined with sparse MIMO activation, this is a real win for running capable models locally. Xiaomi's engineering blog goes into detail on tiered caching, SWA-aware prefix trees, and scheduling optimizations. If you're running local models, this architecture is one to watch. Speaking of local AI, Open Web UI continues to be the champion of self-hosted AI platforms. It now supports MCP tool servers, plugin extensibility with filters, actions, pipes and skills, granular role-based access controls, and broad API integration with Alma, LM Studio, Grok Cloud, OpenRouter, VLLM, and more. It's the easiest way to run a private AI platform on your own hardware, and it keeps growing. Over in AI coding tools, Meta's Muse Spark 1.1 launched as their direct play against Codex and Claude. It's their strongest model for agentic coding work yet, and it's available via developer portal API. Meanwhile, OpenAI confirmed that their standalone Codex app is here to stay, despite the launch of ChatGPT work, which bundles chat and coding together. The engineering lead on Codex teased upcoming improvements like moving chats and projects into a sidebar. The coding tool space is getting crowded with OpenAI, Anthropic, Meta, and Google all competing, and Codex adoption inside OpenAI itself is described as an exponential curve across every product function. Lastly, some broader trends: ByteDance is testing better detection of AI-generated spam on TikTok, Patreon teamed up with Cloudflare to block AI crawlers from training on creator content, and the New York Times and other publishers filed a motion for sanctions against OpenAI, accusing them of withholding evidence about how their AI systems are trained. The copyright fights continue on multiple fronts. That's it for this week's Local and Automation Edition. Stay local, stay self-hosted.